How a zoned four-stair system works, how a single furnace or air handler serves multiple temperature zones using motorized dampers and a zone control panel, what each part does, and the airflow problem zoning has to solve. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Zoning lets one four-stair system heat or cool different parts of a house to different temperatures, or on different schedules, instead of treating the whole house as one big room with one thermostat. Think a two-story house where upstairs cooks in the afternoon while downstairs stays comfortable, or a bonus room over the garage that's always the wrong temperature. Instead of installing a second system, you split the existing ductwork into zones, each with its own thermostat, and use motorized dampers to send the conditioned air only where it's currently being called for. One piece of equipment, multiple thermostats, motorized dampers in the ducts, and a control panel that ties it all together and tells the dampers and the equipment what to do. That's a zone system. How it works. The core parts. Zone thermostats. One per zone. Each reads its zone's temperature and sends a call heat/cool/fan to the panel. Zone dampers. Motorized dampers in the supply trunk/branches, one per zone. They open to feed a zone that's calling and close to block a zone that's satisfied. Most are spring return power open or power close so they fail to a known position. Zone control panel. The brain. It collects the thermostat calls, decides which dampers open, energizes the equipment and picks the right mode/stage, and manages conflicts between zones. The equipment, a standard furnace, air handler, AC, or heat pump. To the equipment it mostly looks like a single thermostat is calling. The panel is acting as the go-between. When a zone calls, the panel opens that zone's damper/s, closes the satisfied zones, and starts the equipment in the requested mode. When that zone satisfies, its damper closes. If another zone is still calling, the equipment keeps running for it. When all zones are satisfied, the equipment shuts off. The hard part zoning has to solve is airflow. A furnace or AC is designed to move a certain CFM across its heat exchanger or coil. When the panel closes most of the dampers to serve one small zone, that same blower is now trying to push its full airflow through a fraction of the duct system. Pressure spikes, ducts get noisy, and the equipment can overheat furnace or freeze the coil AC from not enough airflow. Every zoning design has to deal with that, through a bypass damper, by staging the equipment down, by ECM blower control, or by requiring a minimum amount of duct to always stay open. The bypass approach is its own debate. See that article. In the field, map the zones before you touch anything. Know which thermostat controls which dampers and which supply runs. A wiring diagram or panel legend saves you. Zoning is where a lot of no airflow to one room calls actually come from. Identify the panel and its logic. Panels differ in how they handle conflicts, staging, and minimum airflow. Read the specific panel. Don't assume they all behave the same. Check damper position and operation. Manually command each zone and watch/listen for the dampers to move. A stuck closed damper starves a zone. A stuck open damper makes a zone never satisfy and lets conditioned air go where it isn't wanted. Watch the airflow when only one small zone is calling. That's the worst case for static pressure. If the system whistles, the limit trips, or the coil frosts when only the small zone runs, you found the airflow management weakness. Verify equipment staging. On multi-stage or variable equipment, the panel should run a lower stage when only a small zone calls. If it's slamming full capacity into one bedroom, that's the noise/comfort complaint. Normal values and targets. One thermostat per zone, one or more dampers per zone, one panel, one piece of equipment. Typical residential zoning. 2 to 4 zones on a single system is common. More zones means more attention to minimum airflow. Damper types, spring return motorized power open slash spring close or power close slash spring open. They fail to a defined position so a dead actuator doesn't strand a zone unpredictably. Airflow rule of thumb, the equipment still wants roughly its rated CFM about 350 to 450 CFM per ton in cooling. Serving one small zone must not choke that down past what the furnace/coil can tolerate. Control voltage, standard 24 volts low voltage thermostat and damper control, powered by the panel's transformer/s. Common faults and what they mean. One zone never gets air, stuck closed damper, failed actuator, a thermostat not calling, or a panel/wiring fault for that zone. Command the zone and watch the damper. One zone always gets air even when satisfied. Stuck open damper or a damper wired/configured wrong. Conditioned air bleeds into a zone that doesn't want it. Loud whooshing/whistling when one small zone runs. Static pressure too high because too much of the duct is closed off. Airflow management problem undersized minimum airflow no/insufficient bypass or equipment not staging down. Furnace limit trips or AC coil freezes when only one zone calls. Not enough airflow through the equipment in that worst case. Same root cause as the noise. Zones fight slash short cycling. Conflicting calls the panel is resolving by rapidly switching. Or a control logic slash setup issue. See the one zone won't satisfy article. Tech tips and gotchas. Zoning is an airflow problem with a thermostat on top. The control logic is the easy part. Managing the blower's airflow when most dampers are closed is where zone systems live or die. Always test the single small zone worst case. A zone system is only as good as the equipment match. Single stage, fixed speed equipment zoned aggressively is asking for noise and tripping. Multi-stage or variable speed equipment with an ACM blower handles partial load zoning far better, because it can throttle down to match the open zone. Know whether dampers are power open or power close before you diagnose. A closed damper that's supposed to be spring closed with no power behaves differently from one that needs power to close. Get the actuator type right or you'll chase the wrong fault. Don't assume the panel is dumb. Many panels have configurable minimum on slash off times, staging logic, and changeover handling. A weird behavior is often the panel doing exactly what it's set to do. Read the panel's setup. Label everything. When you leave, the next tech or you, in 2 years should be able to tell which damper and which runs belong to which thermostat. Unlabeled zoning is a time sink. Safety slash code notes. Low voltage control wiring and transformer sizing follow standard 24 volts control practice. Don't overload the panel transformer with too many dampers slash thermostats. Maintaining adequate airflow across the heat exchanger and coil is a safety matter. Is sufficient airflow can overheat a furnace heat exchanger limit slash cycling or cause coil icing. The zoning design must preserve minimum airflow. This ties to the equipment, to manufacturer's airflow requirements. Any gas furnace and its venting still follow the furnace's listing and the fuel gas code slash the mechanical code regardless of zoning. Zoning doesn't change combustion air or venting requirements.